Hello, and welcome to another episode of Vortex Radio by Vi. As you know, I took a two-week hiatus, mostly because I didn't take the day after Thanksgiving off, and I don't plan to take a day off for Christmas or New Year's. Not because I'm a cynic or I don't like holidays. Partially because I'm a cynic and I don't like holidays. But, you know, it's not about family. It's not about the gifts. It's about, you know, doing things that you love and really enjoying the moment, in my opinion anyway. I could be wrong. For all I know, it's all about the money, the spending, and the candy. Yeah, anyway. So the past couple weeks, a really quick roundup of what I've been doing. I had my finals. Huzzah! Yay! Applause! And whatnot. Ah, delicious. I got an A in my directing class. Woo! Very stoked about that. Did some other stuff. Did stuff. And now I'm here. Huzzah! Good and bad. It's all gone away while I'm in this room with these delicious, lovely people. Today I have in studio, Julie.
Hello.
And her boyfriend.
Hey.
Named?
Sean.
Who is? A boy. So, thank you guys for coming in studio.
Thanks for having us.
Sean, can you move a little bit closer to the mic, please?
Sure.
Just so we can hear you. Thank you. So, today my guests are, they're interesting. They're not musicians. They're not paranormal investigators. But they have an interesting thing about them. They like staying in haunted places.
Yeah, or places people think are haunted. Pretty much any motel that has a one-star rating, we like to stay in.
When did that start?
I started doing that last January.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly because we wanted to take a bath, and we didn't have a bathtub that was big enough. But we did know of a motel that had a jacuzzi suite for, like, how much was it?
$70.
Whoa!
Yeah, something like that. When we went there, it was really disgusting. But the jacuzzi was not. The jacuzzi was a state-of-the-art jacuzzi that they had taken out half of the motel room to put in. Mm. So the motel was disgusting. Nothing worked.
Except the jacuzzi.
Which didn't
It didn't completely work.
But. Yeah, there were some functions that were broken, and there was weed in it. Like, it came to the top when you turned it on. But it was really new. And then it was just like, I don't know why we don't do this all the time. It's most motels are like $30, so it's cheaper to go to a motel and hang out and explore it than it would be to go to the bar. And people seem to really like seeing what the insides of these motels would look like. And we started getting a lot of requests like, oh, I want to see what the inside of the Lazy T looks like, but I'm too afraid to go there. And then we just started like seeing what had happened there before. And unsurprisingly, a lot of people do get murdered or weird things happen in motels where people hide out there when they're on the run or something. So a lot of them had these really interesting histories, and anytime we would travel, we would just try to find the one that had the weirdest history and the worst reviews, and we just kind of made a
we're gonna stay in that one.
Yeah, basically.
Delicious. So you guys aren't from here. You guys aren't from LA, right?
No, I live here now, but we're both from Michigan.
What made you guys come here to LA?
Sean's still in Michigan.
Oh, he's a ghost. I can see him.
I'm not technically in Michigan right now.
Well, that's a letdown. I'm kidding. No.
It would be cooler if you knew how to astro project.
Yes, that would be. And you were corporeal while astro projecting.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I just moved out here because there wasn't a lot of work for me in Michigan beyond what I was already doing. There wasn't like a next thing. Like, I'd been at the same publication for 3 years, and I couldn't see any path to anything else, so I just decided to move.
May I ask what you do?
So I'm an editor, copy editor, not a film editor, and I was working for a magazine, like an online magazine that was about urban development, and it was great. It's just there. Yeah, there wasn't like a next step to that.
So going back to the hotels, has anything weird, actual haunted, or things flying across the room ever happened while you've been at a motel?
Never.
Never.
And you've never died while staying at one of these motels?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Are you sure?
As far as we know.
Pretty sure.
we get asked the haunted thing a lot, and neither of us really, neither of us believe in ghosts, but we definitely believe in people who believe in ghosts. And I know a lot of people who, we were just talking about this the other day. We know a lot of people who identify even as atheists. They don't think there's a God. They don't think there's an afterlife, but they totally believe in ghosts.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't want to discredit these people. But I think it could. We're kind of like the Scully of the of the equation.
I once met a guy who was an atheist and was firm in his beliefs, so firm, in fact, that when he saw something floating, he didn't realize it was just floating there on his own, and he didn't know why everyone else was like, whoa. And he's like, what's so amazing about that? They're like, there's no strings. He's like, then that can't happen, and suddenly it fell.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So you guys, your beliefs are so firm. That's really rock hard. That's badass.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I wish that something totally insane would happen.
That would be great.
We found a Santeria store the other day.
Oh.
In Vernon, and they had all sorts of soaps and candles and even like sprays.
Hmm.
And the different scents were supposed to do different things. They had one to get people to pay you, to be rich, to be successful, to get sex, to be beautiful, to find love. There was a candle shaped like a giant penis that you could use to reverse a hex if someone had hexed you.
Why did it have to look like a penis?
I don't know.
Great question.
There was a vagina one, too. I don't know if it was for fertility or...
Well, that's interesting.
Like a love spell or something? I would love it if I could just bathe in a soap that said dominance and then just rule the day, but...
Rule the day or rule the world?
Everything. I mean, most of the stuff we couldn't read, it was pretty ambiguous as to what the spells actually did.
They weren't in English?
No, a lot of them were in Spanish, and my Spanish is only so-so.
Oh.
It'd be like, this is about sex, but the nuances of the sex? I mean, here's a picture of like a naked woman, and it says amor or whatever, but then it said a lot of other stuff, and...
Like, I don't know what that is. Will this give you love? Will this make you look like this woman? Here, hun, try this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it would be great if we stumbled into like some horror movie, but so far the worst things have been actual humans and the things they leave behind.
Yeah.
What are some of the weirdest things you guys have found?
Douchebags are common.
Yeah.
Clean or used?
Used. Just the squeezy bottle part.
Ah.
Crack pipes. Numerous crack pipes. Many crack pipes. And crack kits with like we'll find like a paper bag that has like the steel wool and all the parts of smoking crack, but no crack. Leftover drug baggies.
Needles.
Oh, yeah. Lots of needles. Condoms.
Used?
Yep. Always used. Well, no, we found some unused condoms. We actually found an unused condom next to like an acrylic nail that had been pulled off at one place.
I'm sure there's a sad story behind it.
Yeah.
Porn. I don't know whether we found the porn in the motel, but we've definitely been to motels that are attached to porn shops that have some pretty weird selections. One that we found was just a woman. According to the DVD cover, she wasn't even nude. It was just this woman sitting in a chair, mashing up like a store-bought ground beef, like you'd make hamburger with her bare feet.
Oh, foot fetish.
Yeah, and that was the whole video. I mean, as far as we could ascertain, all of the stills were just this grinding.
Feet.
Yeah. No escalation. No, just feet.
Some people are into that.
Yeah. And that's okay. We're okay with that. But it is weird to find, like, just in the middle of, like, blondes, brunettes, gay, lesbian, ground beef.
That is so bizarre. What is one of your biggest fetishes?
I think I just am probably, like, a big voyeur. Like, I just want to go watch.
Voyeurism for the win! Yeah. I used to carry binoculars with me all the time.
Ooh. Did you ever see anything exciting?
Yes. The most exciting things, I didn't even need binoculars to see. This one time I was in the car with my mom. She was driving and I was just looking out the window. I'm just like, and then I suddenly look forward and right in front of me are two people going at it with the window wide open.
Nice.
I'm like, okay. Am I the only one seeing this?
Yeah, on my way here, I saw a lot of people peeing, but I suppose that's common down here.
Yeah, it's hard to find a bathroom.
We thought about it. The place we just were, you needed like a special token, put in them. But yeah, I think I just like to watch everything. Like, I don't care what it is, for the most part. I think I just want to watch it. I don't know that I even want to I just want to know about it.
Nothing wrong with that. How about you?
I would say the same. I mean, and we do a lot of that. We go to S&M potlucks.
They're very friendly.
Have you guys ever checked out a BDSM club around here?
Sean didn't go, but I went with my friend to the Sanctuary Club.
Ah, delightful.
Yeah, and it was really interesting. They were having a blood party. It was called their Winter Ritual Blood Party or something. Mm-hmm. I was at a coffee shop, but I was telling my friend, I was like, yeah, they're doing this thing. And I didn't think she would want to go, but she was like, let's go to it, which was surprising. But I was down, so we went, and there weren't a lot of people there. But it was really interesting. There was a performance where this girl, I don't know if it was her performance partner or her love partner or how they were related, but yeah, it seemed like they were really safe and they really listened to each other and they pretty much just cut each other and then smeared their blood all over each other. And then I had a really rational, friendly conversation with her while it was drying on her face.
Sounds accurate.
And yeah, that's not something I've ever actually seen. I mean, we've seen suspensions and a lot of the other stuff, but I'd never actually seen someone who was into blood play or where that was being performed. But it's one of those things where it's like it's not a part of my life, but it is something that I would be interested in watching and then finding out, why do you like this? How did you get into this? What does it do for you? Like, I'm very, and not in a judgmental way. Like,
in a curiosity satisfying way.
I mean, if you're not hurting, like if you're not hurting anyone or any animals, like there's really no limit to what I think is acceptable and what I want to know about. So yeah, that was pretty cool. But I actually was honestly more interested in this strip club across the street called Exotic City, where I guess you just get a session, like you get a private dancer, which I thought was pretty cool. I've never actually been to one of those before, so that was interesting.
Do you think you guys should go together?
Probably. The girl, it was really late when we walked in and they were closing, so we didn't want to make them stay later. But I, like I said, I was with another girl. And the dancer that came out said, well, you need a session and I'll dance for you. And while I dance, you guys can be as comfortable as you want. Which, I don't know if that implies, but I'm into it.
Yes, you do.
Well, maybe she meant we could just like open up to each other and tell secrets. I don't know.
Swap slumber party stories.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
It's time for New Year's resolutions.
Make out a little bit.
Maybe more.
Touch each other. Whatever. Well, that was very nice of her.
Yeah, she seemed like a sweetheart.
So getting back to the hotels.
Okay.
Worst thing that you guys have ever considered happening?
Like hypothetically that could
hypothetically
happen? Hmm. Well, what was it that... Sean always used to say he wasn't afraid of getting murdered. He was afraid of getting in trouble.
Well, that's when we're doing something illegal.
Okay, so you guys do illegal stuff. Okay, let's get into that.
Well, I guess when we're that's more when we're like wandering around abandoned buildings or abandoned motels or abandoned whatever.
Yeah, I mean we're from Michigan, so.
Are there a lot of abandoned buildings over there?
In Detroit.
Yeah. Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, Battle Creek. Not so much where we're from, Grand Rapids. But Detroit, yes, you can just walk into. What have we walked into?
The high school.
The high school.
By the Fago plant.
Mm-hmm. A hospital. Tried to go into a motel, but there were people that were living in there, and we didn't want to.
Squatting?
Yeah. Don't want to disturb, you know, it was cold. Don't want to disturb them. So we're like, okay, sorry. Didn't know this was your home, but yeah, there's it just blocks. Like you can just, and Detroit is really cool. There's a really cool infrastructure there, and there's a lot of programs that they're doing and a lot of things that they're trying to try to revitalize the city. It's a really cheap place to buy a house if you want to move there. I just read about a program where they're inviting writers to come and live in Detroit and for free. They will give you a house. They will have volunteers rehab and they will give it to you just to try to bolster Detroit's writing scene.
Mm.
But there are
countries.
Yeah, and I mean, for all the cool stuff that there is to do in Detroit and the Renaissance in Detroit and people coming in and doing things, you can still find like a whole city block where it's like every house has all the windows smashed out and it's just abandoned.
Whoa. So if that's the draw, the writing draw for Detroit, what do you think the draw is for LA?
It just seems like it's always been that place where people go when they want to get famous or they want to follow a dream, like the industry is here.
What do you think of LA traffic?
You know what? I don't actually experience it that much. I drive maybe once a week. I made sure when I chose an apartment that I was on the train line and that I had a dedicated parking spot so I could just leave my car. And I work from home. I've always been a contractor. I've been a contractor for like the last 6 years, so it's pretty rare that I have to go anywhere. So, yeah, and I live in a neighborhood where it's like anything that I would want to go, all your basic needs are met. There's restaurants, there's bars, there's stores, there's a copy shop if I need to print something, there's coffee, there's a pharmacy, my gym's over there. So it's, yeah, and I know like everybody says nobody walks in LA, but I do where, like, if it's less than 2 miles, I'm definitely just going to walk. So, although we did go to Santa Monica and we drove back at like 5, and of course it was terrible.
Yeah, LA traffic. I left my house at 5. I got here a couple minutes before the show.
Wow. Yeah.
And I decided not to drive, but traffic was still insane. I took public transport, timed it out, right?
Yeah.
And still.
Yeah, ridiculous. It is tricky. And I feel like the bus is kind of tricky. Sometimes I have to go to Beverly Hills, which is like this public transit black hole. And I'm in East Hollywood. It's not that far, but it takes me like an hour and a half.
Yeah, some of the lines only run once every half an hour. Mm. And when traffic jams up on this side and they can't get to that side, it's about once every 45 to once an hour that they actually pass by.
Yeah, I did not... I don't enjoy going to Beverly. And I guess that's the thing, too. Like, I say that I don't mind the traffic, but I also never really go any further than West Hollywood.
Hmm. Why is that?
I just don't feel like driving. And then I'll like, Google, like, oh, how long will it take me? And I'll just screw it. And then I'll just come downtown, or I'll stay in East Hollywood, or I'll go into, like, Atwater Village or something. Like, I just won't.
When you guys go to hotels, do you guys limit it to Los Angeles, to 2 mile radiuses, to 10 miles, to California?
No, not at all. We've been Arizona, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana.
Yeah, we've
Tennessee.
We've done motels pretty much everywhere except for the Pacific Northwest, I think. And then we've also done motels in Tokyo and Tijuana.
Whoa.
So pretty much any time we go anywhere.
Tokyo and TJ.
Yeah. And the TJ one was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. We parked in San Diego. We just walked into Tijuana. Nobody asked us any questions.
Da, 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 da,
yeah, exactly. Da, da, da. Nobody wanted to see our IDs. We just walked in, got in a cab, took it to the North Zone, found a motel, went to the door. He said, $21. Like, I feel like he did not have a set price.
No, no.
paid in American cash. He did not ask to see our ID, gave us a key. The room was clean. It was relatively quiet. There was some construction going on nearby, but other than that, it was pretty quiet. So yeah, if you ever want to escape America, if you like are on the run, just
go to TJ.
Yeah.
Just go there with nothing, because I had like maybe a tiny backpack that had like my phone charger, my keys, my wallet, and like clean underwear for us and socks. And that was it, because we were only going there for like one night. And they didn't ask to see anything. They didn't ask any questions.
That kind of makes me wonder if you could have haggled him down to $10.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It's quite possible. If you went to Tijuana with enough money, I think you could probably stay there for a long time in these motels eating $2 street tacos, which are amazing and delicious.
I was really surprised how nice the motel was, considering the area it was in.
Because, you know, people say, like, oh, Tijuana. But we had a great time.
Nice.
And the ones in Tokyo are actually interesting, because there's a couple different kinds of motels that I wanted to check out. One is a capsule motel, and they have one here, and it's in Hollywood, and I don't know if they're done building it yet or...
What's a capsule hotel?
It's like a pod. So it's big enough for you to lay down and watch TV, and that's about it. And they're just stacked on top of each other. Couldn't find one near where I was in Tokyo that allowed women visitors. Just for safety reasons.
They also have the Love Hotels, so.
Yeah, I went to one of those. That's pretty good.
How was that?
I wasn't there on the... Oh. Tokyo trip.
I went there with a friend from college who he decided he wanted to go to Tokyo for his 30th birthday and had a bunch of frequent flyer miles and was like, we're going. I think you could. You know, he's like, I think that because of your travel stuff, you'd be a good companion to go experience whatever weird stuff we can find in Tokyo. And then by sheer coincidence, we ran into someone we had both gone to college with on a subway. So we went to a Love Motel in his neighborhood. We went to the store, we each got a beer, we checked in. The lady, I think, thought we were a little weird because I was one girl, two guys, but she didn't judge. And we just, we had some beers. The TV only had one channel, it was porn. And
it's Japan.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And all the genitals were blurred out of the porn because...
They're like that.
Yeah.
They're like that. You need to smuggle your own American stuff in there if you want to actually see the genitals and the everything. For anime and manga, they will put a little black line across just the very tip of the penis,
yeah,
where the hole is, or right at the labia.
Dirty part.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like just that little squeegee clean right now. So real quick, we just got Raven in the studio.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And while he gets settled in, we're going to play a song. Today's artist is Miguel Delgado. Miguel Delgado is actually in a band, but in this song, he's actually playing acoustically, and he's solo. But the name of the song is Johnny's Shiny Gun. The name of the band is The Guzzlers, and Mr. Sam Solodio and Mr. Delgado are the ones in the band. The Guzzlers is a local Boyle Heights band, and here it is now.
Why is that? He said, I
He said, "She was helpless, so I shoved my millimeter down that motherfucker's back." But Johnny's got a sense of control. He started straight to the air. The bartender wasn't so happy, so he shoved his fist right in his mouth. Ever since then, Johnny's got a big smile on. He says, "I've been a winning bride with the shit in my face." Johnny, now he's got big fish. Oh, he can call Mr. Tommy, and I'll show him what I got. Come on now. Come on, yeah, sing the face, sing the song that I can never play. You gotta string guitar in the hood of his trunk. He says, "Come on now." I got these rays, got my gun sitting in my armrest. I will shoot you down. You open your big fucking mouth.
And that was that. Hope you guys enjoyed that song. Now we're back, and now we have another addition to the show. We have Raven.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing out there?
So, getting back to the mellow. Let's go into suicide. Hey, guys. So, who was that person that committed suicide?
Well, nobody really thinks that she did. That's the crazy part.
So she didn't commit suicide.
Well, here's the thing. They found a girl's body in the... There's four water tanks on top of the Cecil Hotel, which is now called the Stay in Maine. And we are currently checked into that hotel right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're staying tonight. It was a young girl, 21, from Vancouver. She was a tourist. She came to Los Angeles. She checked into the hotel. There were a lot of spooky situations surrounding her death. She apparently had told people that she thought she was being stalked. On January 31st, she was seen at the Last Bookstore, right around here. I'm sure you guys have been.
Yeah, it's on Fifth. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was seen there, and then there is a security footage of her in the elevator, and she's pushing a bunch of buttons, and she keeps looking out, and she looks really frightened, like she's hiding. She starts making all these weird motions with her hands. It looks like she's trying to talk to someone, but there doesn't appear to be anyone there. And, like, the elevator door doesn't close. I don't know if it's because she kept...
It's really disturbing footage.
Yeah, it's super creepy. It looks like...
I kind of want to look it up now. Is
yeah,
it on
that'd
YouTube?
Be an idea.
Yeah, if you look it up by her name is Elisa Lam, L-A-M.
Oh. Give me a second.
And then after that, she disappeared. Her family reported her missing because they hadn't heard from her. And then the hotel guests started complaining that the water pressure in the showers was low and that it tasted bad and was coming out weird colors. And so they sent a maintenance guy up to the roof and they found her body in the tank. So people had been bathing in and drinking and brushing their teeth with the water where her body was decomposing.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, how tasty.
Yeah, and it went on. It was a big thing. Like, how did she get in there? What was the situation?
Her name again?
Elisa Lam, E-L-I-S-A-L-A-M. And she kept a couple blogs where you could read about how she was suffering from depression, and she kind of went on this trip to just, like, discover herself or something. It was not uncommon for her to go on trips, I think is what I read.
Yeah. Well, let's see that part of that footage real quick. For those of you that are listening in, so we're looking at this video on YouTube, and Elisa Lam is wearing a red sweater and just walked into the elevator. The elevator is starting to close but then it won't. She's pressing buttons, looking out, stepping out, looking outside, coming back in, ducking back in, smashing herself against the wall, hiding, going into the corner. Wow, this goes on for a while. Skimming forward, she leaves the elevator because it's not closing for whatever odd reason. Going forward, she's back in the elevator. Still, the elevator will not move. More time elapses. She continues to press the buttons. Still nothing. She's outside of the elevator, gesturing to someone who is outside of the range. They're to the right, if you're looking at the video, right in front of her. Wow, this is...
I'm playing the video on your video stream,
Thank you.
So people can see it.
If you guys are tuning in live and you guys are looking at the video edition of the show, you can see in live action. What do you guys think about this?
Well, it seems like she's communicating with someone that you just can't see off frame. And then eventually the police ruled it a suicide, that she had some sort of breakdown and got in there herself. But it's weird because other reports say that you can only access the roof if you have a key card, and if you access it some other way, an alarm will go off. And then it's like, how did she get in the tank? And she was found naked in the tank. And then it's like, why did she take her clothes off? Where did her clothes go? Who had she been talking about in these postcards? Home, where she
and
said,
finally the elevator closes.
Yeah. After she, without her in it.
Wow. Normally with a suicide case, you usually don't catch them naked.
Right.
Exactly.
They usually remain dressed, and yeah.
And so, you know, there's so many.
And it opened up again. What?
Yeah, and it's back in the news because of everyone's least favorite, Tila Tequila. Is now apparently some sort of, I don't know what she thinks she is, but she posted that she knows who killed Elisa Lam, and it's the same person who conducted a ritualistic murder of both her and Paul Walker, the Fast and the Furious guy who died in that car crash. So people are talking about it again, and it's almost been a year since she disappeared.
The elevator just keeps opening and closing now.
Yeah.
On its own.
And I mean
we ended up taking the stairs.
Yeah.
I would,
never
too.
Opened.
I would, too.
We tried to take the elevator, but it was one of them is closed and the other one...
Thank you, Jeremy.
And then the hotel itself has an interesting history. It's where Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker serial killer, he stayed there when he murdered his final 13 victims. Mm-hmm. And then another serial killer stayed there later on because he was obsessed with Ramirez and wanted to stay in the same place, and he murdered 3 people while he was there. And there's also been a number of suicides. So a lot of people like to say, oh, it's the hotel, there's something wrong with the hotel, like it's The Shining or something. But the Elisa Lam thing is fascinating to us because it just, you know, a lot of people are like, how did you rule that a suicide? Because how did she get up there? Like, there's still a lot of unanswered questions about...
I would like to look over the report myself. I used to work, when I was living in Canada, I used to work at a funeral parlor, and I used to run across all the, the reports. And in this situation, it sounds very odd because...
Super.
It just doesn't match up. I mean, especially with the door situation and with how the most of those water containers are usually sealed.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody who would have to either work there or...
steal a card.
Yeah.
And how would they not notice the card missing?
Well, it is a residency hotel. There are some people who I think were living in there. It was an old residency.
Okay. Hmm. That's possible.
I looked it up on the sex offender registry to see if there was anybody who lived in the building that was a sex offender.
Start there first, always. Yeah.
And there was one guy, but he was born in 1923, and I don't think he was the
guy. I don't think he'd be able to drag a body or cause much of a fight.
Probably not.
Seems like she could have run away from him, or he wouldn't even be able to get her in the water tank.
Yeah. Just generally lifting her up would be impossible.
You know, it's a fascinating story, especially like for me, I travel a lot and people are like, you're a young woman, you shouldn't be traveling by yourself, it's dangerous. And it's like, here's this young woman who goes to and makes this voyage and this is what happens. And then it's just like, oh, the case is dropped. Well, we don't know the answer, but we're just...
That's
And I'm not a
ridiculous.
Conspiracy nut. In general, I just find this case to be really suspect.
Hmm.
Just from reading about it when it first happened until when they declared it a suicide.
Well, usually, especially with someone who's not a national... the coroner's, like the LA coroner report, usually would lean more towards suicide due to the fact of basically they don't want to have to do the paperwork up with Canada.
Right. That makes sense.
So if you lean towards suicide, all you have to do is transport the body back and bury it, and that's it. You're done.
The Cecil just has a long history of weirdness. I've lived across the street from the Cecil on numerous occasions, and I remember a case where paramedics got called for someone who supposedly passed out on the stairwell, and they ended up finding that the paramedic that responded was caught smoking meth in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
So, just very strange things have always happened over at the Cecil. I've stayed there a few times.
Has anything weird ever happened while you were there?
No. I mean, it is like SRO housing for a lot of the people that come from Skid Row. So it's available for people there. So you meet a lot of interesting characters, but I've never seen anything with my own eyes that was out of the ordinary, so to speak.
Thank you. So,
I'm intrigued.
There's that. Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
So if you guys taste funny water, you know, report that.
Yeah, right away. Yeah. I would.
The try thing not is to drink the, large quantities of it.
Yeah, that's the four square tip when you check in. It's don't drink the water. but also, they are trying to rebrand it. Because if you type in Cecil Hotel into your computer, it doesn't say Los Angeles. It doesn't say, you know, whatever. It says her name or a body in the water. It's immediately. So in order to try to steer away from that, they've renamed the hotel Stay on Main and they've rebranded, but half the stuff still says Cecil.
Wow.
So jumping from that topic to anime and hentai. So Raven,
yes,
drives a hearse.
Uh-huh.
Has been involved in numerous projects.
Yes, I have.
Knows about dead bodies.
Quite a few. Not responsible for any of them.
He did not put them in the ground, and he did not murder them, to clarify.
Okay. Put them in the ground, yes. Create them in that state, no.
Okay. Clarification there.
Yeah, no, no. No psychos.
So you heard that, people. That wasn't him.
Yeah, wasn't me.
And he's also worked at Anime Expo.
Yes.
We were talking about anime and hentai. We just started getting into that topic before our musical break.
Yeah, I actually was one of the people that actually with Anime Expo. I was one of the guys that created dance there. Like before I started there, there was no dances, there was no parties.
Oh my God!
It was very straight lace. And basically, one day they called me up and said, "You're freaky looking. Why don't you throw a party?" And basically, I did it for 10 years. And then back in 2010 or 11, I ended up retiring. I was like, going, you know, I'm getting too old for this crap.
Yeah, those lines are insane.
Yes.
It's people will stand in line for 3 hours to go in there for 20 minutes in a room because they changed it. It used to be the big room. Now it's the small room. To go into this tiny room about the size of the studio,
mm-hmm.
a little bit bigger, slightly bigger than the studio, and dance in a crowded room where you can barely move.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems like a fire hazard.
It is.
Crazy fire hazard.
Actually, on the second before my retirement year, we were actually performing at the Hilton Bonaventure, and they had us on the 7th floor. And basically, the fans were dancing so much. We had roughly around 3,000 to 4,000 people in this room.
Wow.
It was a large ballroom. And they were dancing so hard that we actually destroyed doors and windows 3 floors above us and 3 floors below us.
Wow.
Doors were shifted off hinges. It was quite the event. You could actually feel the floor bowing.
Well, when you dance at these events, you kind of, it's mostly stomping your feet,
right.
Jumping.
Yes. We didn't say they could dance. And it's always entertaining. From my point of view,
we have a caller.
Oh, awesome.
Hello, caller, you're on air.
Hello.
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 Hi. So I have a question.
Shoot.
How does Raven feel about people leading people on?
What?
How do you feel about people that lead people on?
Oh, wow. That's not cool.
It's just a question.
Can I get who this is?
I just dropped it.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't hear the question.
Basically, someone was saying, how do you feel about leading people? Like, how does people feel, like, how my viewpoint of people leading people on? I haven't got a clue.
That was bizarre, but yeah. From your reaction alone,
I
was handling something.
That's,
I interrupted your story for that. I feel horrible. I apologize terribly.
If most people have my cell phone. I mean, they can usually call me any time of the day. So it's like really odd that somebody would, you know, while I'm on air, do something like that. That's really not that cool. Oh, well.
Yeah, guys, this is a live broadcast. These people are taking time out of their day to be here. They're sharing about themselves. I'm sharing about myself. And if you're going to listen, know that when you call, we care, it matters, and be courteous, don't be rude.
Yeah, no kidding.
Again, I apologize for interrupting your story for that.
No, not at all. As I said, I haven't got a clue who it is, which is because, I mean, like, didn't even recognize the voice.
I didn't recognize the voice.
It's like, wow, some people.
Back to your story, I completely.
Yeah, no. As I said, when you're doing shows like at Anime Expo, it's definitely entertaining for many facts. The fact that you see these people in like Pokemon costumes and scantily clad people, and they're trying to like the scariest thing that I've ever seen was a character by the name of Manfei. He basically was a very robust gentleman. Who decided to dress like Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
If you ever see this image, I get called to the dealer's hall saying, it's an emergency, you got to be there. I go running in there, and all of a sudden, I'm looking around, and I see this hairy mass pointed in my general direction as they're tying their shoes. And the only words out of my mouth was, what the was that?
You can say fuck.
Okay, we can swear on this
show.
You
can swear.
Yeah, basically I said, what the fuck was that? And I said it so loud that they actually heard me in a very busy dealer's hall with about 47,000 people. They heard me halfway down the dealer's hall saying this. Let's just say I look up in the where the board is sitting and all the people that run the convention, they're up in the window laughing hysterically. Because that's what they wanted me to see. Let's just say I will get my vengeance on them to this day.
You have not.
I have not. I'm still planning it.
That sounds like a dream for me. As we were saying earlier, I just want to watch.
She likes watching, same as I do. So, actually, three of us here, do you like watching? Mm. I know you like being involved in stuff. Events, activities.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Events and activities.
You caught me a little off guard there. I get involved in all sorts of things, but you know.
I would totally want to see that guy.
It's quite entertaining. As I said, the things I've seen doing conventions, doing shows. I've been performing for years doing shows.
Right now, Raven actually works with Monster Man, who is currently filming.
Just
starting?
We're actually in the midst of negotiations.
We're still
in negotiations for season two. It's all up to the production company. As I said, as Cleve mentioned in your last show,
yes.
With how Defiance is taking all the money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good show, but it's like we want to get back to the people. And
you heard that, people. Message them, call them, annoy the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Get Monster Man. Back on the air.
As I said, we're working on all that. And we're also working on another project, which we're really proud of. It's called Dark Angels Los Angeles.
Yes.
It's a project. Cleve came up with the idea where we get the gothic and subcultural communities together and volunteer their time. It doesn't even cost money. It's volunteering your time to worthy charities, causes, and things like that.
most people do volunteer on their own anyway.
Well, yeah.
But so this way it's...
This way we basically it's... We want to make an army, a nice little sea of black when we show up at these events and basically make a difference. Because a lot of people, like we've done the turkey drive. That was fun. We did 10,000 turkey dinners in South Central Los Angeles. We handed those out. We did a toy drive just recently. And we're looking at doing something with the ASPCA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also working on another show, which I haven't informed Cleve of, but that's leaning more towards Halloween.
Yes.
It's called Monsters for Make-A-Wish.
Mm.
So basically we're working on that. And I've got a few other ideas coming down the pipeline that if we can get them done, it would be great. And basically, as I like to say to everybody out there, always volunteer because, you know, people out there need your help.
So, are you guys involved in any projects currently?
Well, he's just going to school right now.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not easy to do.
What are you studying?
Physics and chemistry.
I got my bachelor's in physics.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I got it from UBC.
That's what I'm working on right now.
Where at?
Grand Valley State University.
Awesome.
How about you? Where did you get yours?
UBC, University of British Columbia.
Ooh.
Yeah, in Vancouver.
Canada A.
Yes, I know.
Canadians are awesome. Are you kidding me?
You know how much I get picked on about that? It's like, it's ridiculous. I'm like,
Bullying is wrong, people. That's not a joke.
The thing is, I don't mind it. It's like, I look at it going, well, I'm becoming an American anyway, so I got my green card and I'm aiming for citizenship. Because the one thing is I actually like the United States a lot more.
Really?
One, it's warmer here.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
I like that.
Yeah. So. Nice. I'm looking at you, not at the time.
I was checking the time because I can't read it this way.
I can see it reflects that way. Yeah, it really does.
It's really hard because the window bubbles warp. and all that. Yeah.
Deliciousness.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So. Today, I think you've heard about my car troubles before.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have heard about my car troubles, but today I drove the bus. I didn't actually drive. I was a passenger. So today I was on the bus, and as you guys know, I left my house at 5, or a little bit before 5. It took about half an hour for the bus to pass for some bizarre reason. Then it took forever to get from there to here, which should be like a 10-minute drive. And wound up running like past 4 blocks. And I was going to drive, but the car didn't have gas. And it's actually the car that stalls out on me. But today, my mom got me a new car. And by new, I mean new for me.
Nice.
It's a little green Nissan. I don't know what it is exactly, but my Frankenstein put together from Datsun, Ford, and Nissan parts that shuts off whenever it wants and does all this bizarre stuff. I'm retiring it.
Nice.
And she decided to tell me this morning that she got me a car by trolling me horribly. So what she did was she went to drop off my 6-year-old sister at her school. My sister gets in like 5 minutes before 8. So she drove her. They left like at 5:40. It like 7:40. She gets back about 8:10. And she sits down on the couch and she's just smiling at me really bizarrely. And she's just like, so, like what? She's like, so, your toy is in the back. Like,
Alrighty.
What? She's like, your toy, it's green. I'm like, I don't have a green one. She's like, yeah, your green toy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, bene, which means penis. And I'm just like, it's not mine. You know, because it's not. I mean, she's talking about a green penis that is apparently in the backyard. So she's like, yeah, your dad found it last night. He was super pissed. And I'm like, wait. In my head, I'm like, Okay, so they found a giant green penis in the backyard. My dad found it, and somehow he found it in place that led them to believe that it's mine. Holy shit, this sucks. This is so horribly, so wrong on so many levels. And there I am, freaking the fuck out. And there she is, smiling at me, almost going into a fit of giggles, just like, And I'm like, I have a pink one. It's not green. I don't have a green one. I'm like, deny all of the rest of the toys. Just say I have the one. And she's like, put your shoes on. It's right there. It's in the backyard. I told him not to touch it. I'm just like, why was he going to touch it? And I'm imagining this huge, giant green schlong in the back. For some reason, like a giant one the size of my arm came to mind. I don't know why, but that's what came to mind. Yeah, right? And I'm like, I should stop watching those weird, bizarre porns on Pornhub.
No, you shouldn't.
None of us should stop watching that.
No. It's free.
Exactly. Only five a day, though.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's not go into why I know that. So I put on my shoes, and I'm like, God. And she's like, put on a jacket. It's cold outside. I'm like, oh, thank you for caring about my, oh, God, Jesus Christ, there's a giant penis in the backyard. So I'm walking out, and right as we get to the back door, she looks at me. She smiles with all of her teeth. Her eyebrows go down like she's angry. And she starts laughing like a crazy person, opens the door, and says, Christmas, and it's a green car.
That's great.
Oh, and here you're thinking that you're getting an extra toy that you didn't even know about.
Yes, exactly. I was like, well, what kind of Christmas is this? It's a car, not a schlong. No, but yeah, that's the way that I now have a car that functions that I can't yet drive because I need to wait for the.
You're gonna be calling your car your penis now?
Yeah, I'm gonna be calling it the She-Hulk.
That works.
The She-Hulk.
That works.
Yeah.
The other one is Frankenstein. Well, Frankie for short. It's Frankenstein's monster car. But this one will be the She-Hulk. And you guys will know why it's called the She-Hulk. So, yes.
Cool.
So, if anyone wants to reach you guys to suggest any hotels or ask you guys any questions,
they can just go to murdermotels.com and there's a contact form. You can fill it out. It'll come to us.
Do you guys also have a Facebook, an Instagram?
All of the above.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page. There's an Instagram, a Twitter. It's all just Murder Motels.
Have you checked out the Knickerbocker?
Mm-mm. I live by it, but...
Yeah, there was actually a death in the washroom where the girl was lobotomized years ago, back in the early days of the talkies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta look into that.
She was an aspiring actress, and they found her... Basically, ice picked right in the eye, and it was done.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I mean, when I was living in Hollywood, I spent a lot of time, you know, researching.
Delicious.
Oh, it was wonderful.
So, if anyone wants to contact you, Raven,
basically, you can catch me on Facebook.
Facebook. So, thank you guys for being on the show.
Yeah,
we're gonna start closing up, but again, I would like to extend my thank yous to you people, you delicious, delicious people, for being here with me.
Yes, thanks.
Well, thanks for having us.
I wouldn't be here without you. And I definitely would not be here without the delicious, yummy Jeremy.
Thanks.
Any last thoughts, guys?
I hope that we survive the night and solve the mysteries.
I hope you do, too.
This could be our last transmission, so...
probably won't drink the water.
Please don't.
Yeah. Do not drink. Don't drink the water. I don't know about the shower. What do you suggest about the shower?
Well, it depends on how long she was in there, because there's always that chance of certain bacteria.
It grows.
Several days. Like 2 weeks or something.
How did they not check that?
They did as soon as there was a problem.
I mean, if people are saying that the water's coming in tasting funny, that there's weird, what kind of weird colors would be coming in?
Black, they said.
Was it black?
blackish brownish. I don't know.
It just wasn't clear if you like filled a glass with it.
Yeah, and it is LA, so yeah. That's why it's hard to tell.
Sometimes.
Right.
At these places, wow. Would you drink black water?
No. I not even here in LA.
I would drink black water if I put the black drops in there and mixed it up, made it black myself.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Of course.
I like to do that around Halloween time. Make my milk black. You're like, what are you drinking?
Yeah,
just fuck with people, just in, you know, those are annoying questions. So,
well, basically, I just have to say thanks for having me on, and I've been enjoying this, except for that one individual.
Apologies again.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna screen calls from now on.
Yeah, well, as I said, we happen to have the number, so I can go through my phone and see if they're in there.
Oh, yes, actually, we do have the number. I'm half tempted to say this number on air.
No.
But yeah. Again, just half tempted. So thank you guys again for being on. Yeah, and I hope you guys survive the night. Fairly certain you guys are going to survive the night.
Yeah,
probably.
If someone comes at you guys, there's two of you, not just the one. So
right. You
have the numbers in your favor. That has been this week's show. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Weren't too freaked out. Weren't too annoyed. Hope you guys have been being good or being bad. Sometimes bad is good. Remember, those spankings are delicious and good. They're healthy and good for you. So is the masturbation. Keeps you healthy. Anyhow, that's our show for today. If you guys want to contact any of us, you heard our info. If you want to contact me, my email is vortexradiobyvi, all one word, @gmail.com. See you guys next week for the last show of the year. End of the year show. We will have Michael Crane from Retalks and Mitch, a cool badass healer that I met at the Veterans Stand Down a few weeks ago. Thank you.